12:35 is the time. Time to eat. Welcome into Food Time, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show. The award-winning All Things Edible program heard every Sunday at this time. And today, even though it's very summer-like outside, we're doing some tailgating. Yeah, football season underway. People hanging in the parking lots. Got their grills out. All kinds of things out there to cook up some delicious treats. See if we can help you with a few new ideas. And for that, we are joined by Leslie Kelly, who is senior food writer at allrecipes.com. Leslie, welcome back to the Old Food Time Show. Nice to have you here with us today.
Happy Sunday. Happy game day, Dean.
Happy game day it is. That's right. Are you a big tailgater?
Well, food always comes first. So, I mean, the football is kind of secondary in my book. So
that's right.
It's always all about the food. And, I'm excited. Seahawks are playing today in rainy Seattle. So.
Well, we are, we're keeping an eye on the Bears in Tampa Bay today. So, but either way, it's always a good day to get outside, do a little grilling. And we've got, even though it's in the middle of September here, we've got some very summertime-like weather today. So, tailgating or grilling, whatever you want to call it, there's, some great opportunities to be had. But I guess the thing with, traditional tailgating is the season and the temperatures do begin to change. There are some differences of, things that you can do easily on a grill at home versus, a smaller kind of setup or, makeshift setup that you might have when you're out parking lot of a stadium.
Well, I mean, I think I'm a huge fan of grilling in the parking lot. I think that's so much fun, but I think you can also really shine with the sides. I mean, we have some amazing dips and spreads, and I'm just looking right now. I'm kind of drooling at this jalapeno popper football shaped cheese ball. Come on. I mean,
not only delicious, but attractive at the same time.
It's a winner. Come on. So you can, have these things to kind of munch on as you're sitting there with your mouth watering, waiting for the bratwurst or the sausage, the hot dogs, the sliders, whatever you got on the grill. But Dean, what we're seeing an uptick in this trend of tailgating kind of moving back home, and people are calling it homegating, which doesn't really have the same ring, if you ask me, but it gives you a lot more latitude about, what you can cook and how you can pull things out of the oven and have the slow cooker going and all that. But as far as traditional tailgating, you just can't beat that combo of, having your big pot of chili somehow keeping warm, and then the all the good stuff you're cooking on the grill, and that combo, how can you beat that?
Yeah, so for the grill, I want to stick sort of with tailgating today itself,
yeah,
because otherwise it's just really grilling, yeah, which is fine too. But if you're outside a stadium, you set up some kind of a grill setup. The bratwurst on the grill are great, although I would argue that you should have boiled them in some beer first. Am I right about that?
I would say gently simmer, because you don't want to break the snappy skins.
Okay, all right.
But I agree, yes, definitely the beer.
Yeah, and you can do that on site, or you can simmer simmer the brats in the beer first, take it all out there, and then just finish it up on the grill at the stadium site itself, right?
So that's a little bit of a beer for the bratwurst and a whole lot of beer for the cook,
for
right?
The chef, exactly. Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, no, I think anything that you can do to prep and get things ready in advance is going to, make things a lot less stressful when you get to the tailgating place, you know, where you're going to set up. And doing a little pre-cook of the brats is a great idea.
Yeah, and, you know, easier for the chef or, you know, whoever's going to be doing the cooking as well. So that person can also enjoy themselves and not just work.
Exactly. And
what else are you throwing? Go ahead.
Well, I think it's kind of a, since we're all in the spirit of being competitive, you know, and we don't want to burden one person with doing the whole tailgating spread, why not make it, you know, a little bit competitive and invite your friends to bring their favorite recipe for the grill and do a little friendly competition.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea. And then, you know, all the work is not on one person. So on the grill, you're doing the brats, very traditional tailgating food. Are we doing some burgers on there also?
I love sliders in that situation because here's why. It lets you eat just a little bit of a burger and then also have a brat. I mean, maybe that sounds like too much, but... I don't want to have to choose between a burger and a brat. You know, I want to have a little bit of both. So that's why I like sliders.
And they're a little more finger-friendly, aren't they?
They are, yeah. And, you know, there's all sorts of other, you know, ways to spin that slider. You could bring a crock pot full of, like pulled pork barbecue and let people kind of dish it up as, you know, again, other things are cooking on the grill. You know, maybe you're even sauteing some onions or something to, you know, put on top of the sandwiches that makes it a little bit more memorable. I mean, I guarantee you, if you take a cast iron pan and saute some onions in the tailgating area, you're going to have everybody going, okay, what's that person cooking over there?
Right.
It just smells so good.
Yeah, that's on a crisp fall day. That's a nice smell to be wafting through the air. Now, you mentioned the jalapeno poppers earlier. I notice on your site, on allrecipes.com, there's a whole tailgating section, by the way, with tailgating entrees and appetizers and desserts and everything that you can think of. But in the appetizer section, there are a lot of jalapeno popper kind of recipes in there. That's kind of new, I think, right?
Well, I think people have kind of tried to remake the jalapeno popper, so it's maybe a little less time intensive to put it together. You know, maybe doing it in the microwave, doing it quickly like that. Because, you know, we all love a little kick, a little heat to warm us up on that cool fall day. You know, jalapeno poppers go good with beer, right?
Well, that's very true in some of the recipes that you have here. Here's one called Benny's Famous Jalapeno Poppers. They are jalapeno peppers, fresh jalapeno peppers that have been halved lengthwise and seeded.
Mm-hmm.
You don't take the seeds out. Oh, you're going to have a memorable afternoon because the seeds are the heat, right?
Yep. Yeah. I just was over in Eastern Washington and I picked up all this beautiful produce, including some of the last tomatoes of the season, and I made this salsa yesterday, and I think I left too many seeds in because it was almost too hot. But anyway, Benny's Famous Jalapeno Poppers, I'm glad you brought those up because, of course, everything's better wrapped in bacon, right? And that's one of the secrets of those. And I think he even finishes them on the grill, right?
Yeah, he gives a little crispness to it all at the end. But it was the bacon and the jalapenos that attracted my eye until I saw what he's stuffing the peppers with, a combination of cream cheese, cheddar cheese, fresh corn kernels, and salt and pepper to taste. That sounds amazingly delicious.
It really does, doesn't it? I mean, I don't even know how you can, you know, stick all of that in that tiny little pepper. But that's the cool thing about those poppers is it's like a two-bite situation. And again, that's why I love those kinds of appetizers is it lets you kind of graze and, you know, not get stuffed, but, you know, eat a lot of different things. And that's what's fun about tailgating, and especially if you, you know, talk your friends into bringing some of their special, you know. I want to know Benny. I mean, I hope he's got some other stuff in the works, because those do look great.
Those do look good. Do you have another favorite jalapeno recipe for tailgating?
Well, I mean, I love, again, those dips, and that football dip that I mentioned, but all the layered dips, those are something you can put together before you head out to the ballpark or before, you know, before your friends come over. And, you know, definitely put a little heat in one of those layers. And it's not overwhelming because it's balanced with all the other, the cheese and the beans and the sour cream and the guacamole, all that. I also just love to dice up a little bit of jalapeno and put it in some guacamole. I mean, you gotta dice it up pretty small, so nobody gets a big chunk of it and starts, you know, gasping for air. But jalapenos they're not as spicy as, of course, you've heard about all these crazy ghost peppers and even habaneros. Those are a little too hot for me, but jalapenos are fairly approachable, and I think that's why they've kind of seen an upsurge in use.
Yeah, and again, it's it all has to do with the seeds. You take all the seeds out, and they're just really tasty peppers with very little heat in them, and especially if you roast them, you know, it kind of mellows out the flavors of everything, doesn't it?
And one thing I want to mention, when you say, you know, be sure and take out the seed, I have made this mistake so many times. I have said, oh, I don't need to use gloves.
Right.
You know, but you have to use rubber gloves when you're handling hot peppers, because otherwise you're going to, you know, finish handling. Even if you wash your hands, rub your eyes, and I guarantee you're going to be crying in 2 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. Or just, you know, slightly wipe your nose a little bit, or, you know, something.
Yes.
Which, you know, if you're doing that while you're cooking, ew. But it happens. It happens nonetheless. But let me take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about more tailgating recipes, including some low-calorie ones. I don't want to spoil the conversation by bringing health and low calories in. But, you know, if we talk about a bacon recipe, we can talk about something that's also kind of healthy but delicious. It's got to be delicious. Talking with Leslie Kelly today, senior food writer at allrecipes.com. Before we get back to talking about tailgating, Leslie, what are some of the most fun things that you've been writing about lately?
Oh, boy. Well, one of my crowning achievements in my career, I think, I can't remember if I told you this last time we talked, but I came up with a gravy fountain.
Gravy fountain.
It's been great. Yeah, you know how there's the fountains where you have chocolate flowing through it?
Yeah.
Well, I had seen that ranch dressing fountains were, like, really big during the wedding season. I'm like, okay, how can I spin this? And I came up with a little biscuits and gravy fountain situation. And I'm gonna send you a picture of it. You're going to be blown away. You're going to say, I need this at my next party. In fact, you could do a queso fountain at a tailgating party if you had enough, you know, electricity on site.
You mean a fountain like you see those chocolate fountains, except it would have cheese queso dip flowing.
Yep, exactly. Oh, yes.
That sounds naughty to me.
I know.
That sounds very naughty.
It's it's just really a mess to clean up. But anyway, so maybe we want to balance out that gravy fountain talk with a little healthy, you know, you can eat healthy when you're snacking and when you're tailgating. And one recipe I'd love to point out to you, Dean, is this baked potato chips, which you can make in your microwave oven.
Really?
Okay. It's a recipe. It's just called potato chips. It's got a 4.5 star rating, and almost 1,000 people have made it, and it's gotten tons of great reviews on the site.
So what's involved in that? What kind of potatoes do you start with?
Well, you just start with your regular russet potatoes, and okay. you need to slice them paper thin. So a mandolin,
one of those slidey things, right?
Yes, those are helpful, or a steady hand and a sharp knife. I mean, and then all you need is just a little teensy bit of vegetable oil and some salt, and boom, it's ready to go. It's 80 calories a serving, and you know, it's very satisfying.
So what are you doing? You're slicing the potatoes, putting some oil in, putting them in a glass dish, and then into your microwave for how long?
Yes. You just do it for 3 to 5 minutes.
Wow.
Until they get lightly browned. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of one of those recipes where you go, this can't work. This is crazy. And then it works, and you're like, okay, I get it. And there's variations with baked sweet potato chips and tortilla chips. Not in the microwave, but in the oven. But I might have to try the sweet potato chips in the microwave.
I don't see why that wouldn't work. If it works for the potato, regular russet potato, why wouldn't it work for the sweet potato?
Exactly. So you can take your healthy potato chips and stick them into the amazing buffalo dip, or you know, the hot pizza dip.
Right.
You have a little balance.
A little bit of balance
in your feast.
Well, plus I'm also going to say those healthy chips that you just baked in the microwave. I mean, you can put a little salt on it. Certainly, it'll be delicious. But how about about a little chili powder? How about a little Parmesan cheese? Something like that to really spice it up a little bit.
How about a little melted chocolate? Have you ever had chocolate covered potato chips?
I have. They're absolutely delicious.
I think we're straying from the tailgating theme, though, when we talk about chocolate covered potato chips.
A little bit. But on the sweet potato front, though, on the sweet potato chips, those chips, whether you do them in the oven or try it in the microwave, a little bit of maple syrup on the sweet potato chips.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe a little cayenne pepper. Something like that would be fantastic, wouldn't it?
Yes, definitely. I'm down with that.
Okay, give us one surefire, fantastic tailgating recipe to wind things up today.
Well, I mean, I am always going to go with the chili. And we have so many great chili recipes on the site that are, you know, 5-star reviews. But I think my absolute favorite, shout out to the home, you know, the homies here in Washington State, and the Cougars are doing really well. So there's actually a Wazoo chili that I think I'm gonna stick with.
What's in your Wazoo chili?
Oh, I knew you were gonna ask that. How about a whole lot of love?
Okay.
Let me see. I don't remember what's in it.
But it's delicious, though. Guaranteed absolutely delicious?
It's gotten so many 5-star reviews.
All right, I'll tell you what. You know, well,
hang on one sec. I finally found it. It's got, it's got chili powder and cumin.
Oh, that's a nice combination.
Yeah, and it's got ground beef and ground pork.
Oh, there you go. Now there you go.
And it's got a habanero pepper and jalapeno, and it's got beer.
Very nice.
That seems like right up the alley of all the college teams I know.
That's why the homies in Washington State love it, the Wazoo Chili.
That's right.
Leslie Kelly.
Go Cougs.
Leslie Kelly from allrecipes.com. Always nice to talk to you. Have a great Sunday. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dean.